This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
And we're going to move on now. Jay, you have a story about a SWAT team in Massachusetts that
yes.
is saying they're mercenaries.
Yeah,
they're,
and this isn't... You know, yeah, essentially they are. Well...
They're a mercenary charity.
Right, charity mercenaries, yeah. So this is actually a pretty old article. It comes out of the Washington Post, I believe. And I get back to it. Yeah, the Washington Post. And this was from June of 2014 by Radley Balco. And it's a Massachusetts SWAT team claims they're a private corporation immune from open record laws. Now, I had talked about this a little bit last week when we read a few things from the article, but basically, in a nutshell, what had happened is...
You did this last week?
Well, we talked about it...
I thought it was posted this morning.
No. We did. It was posted last week, but we touched on it a little bit last week.
Okay.
But basically, what had happened is the Massachusetts ACLU wanted to know what the... Massachusetts State Police Terrorism Task Force had for goodies and toys and, you know, what they got from the feds.
What kind of Bearcats and
correct.
Tanks and armored vehicles.
All that stuff and how often they use them and, you know, and also, and this was all part of, and usually when public records requests are being asked for by the ACLU, it's because they're preparing for a lawsuit. That's how, it's a lot better to get the evidence before you even file the lawsuit. And
sure.
The best way to get evidence is a certified public records request from whichever agency. So a lot of these agencies are very hesitant to give up this information.
Well, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, for the same reason they don't like cameras and audio recording devices, they don't like having the light shine on what they're doing.
Correct. So the guys that represented the Massachusetts State Police, his name is Jack Collins. And he's a lawyer from Worcester, Mass. Area.
Okay.
I actually know this guy. I've sold him hay.
And he's representing the police state.
He actually is the chief legal counsel for the Massachusetts Chief of Police Association. And he's one of my hay customers. Well, I haven't sold him hay in a few years because his granddaughter takes care of her own horse now. He doesn't anymore. But
okay.
Probably been about 5 years since I dealt with this guy. And he was always a really nice guy. And this is old. You know, this is 5 years old, this article. So what had happened here is because the ACLU represents a lot of people who are damaged by the police. Like in this article, they talk about how, you know, there was, you know, some elderly woman's house was burnt down because they get these, you know, wrong information on these no-knock drug raids, and then they send in the tear gas grenades, and there's a little spark, and something sets on fire, and the tear gas is maybe flammable, you know.
There was one like that in Mississippi as well, where DeSoto County was supposedly acting on a warrant for the Tate County, which is the county I lived in at the time. And it turned out the warrant didn't exist, and they shot this Mexican dude in the face and killed him on one of these no-knock raids.
And
just a completely innocent person when no warrant actually existed. They were in the wrong neighborhood and at the wrong house with a fake warrant for a completely different address.
Now, what happened to them when they did that?
Nothing.
Of course.
They investigated themselves, and they waited on the media to die down, and I don't believe there was ever.
And then it was over.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they do, you know? They stall until the media forgets about it, until we, the people, forget about it, and then it just sort of fades into memory. Just another wrongdoing that cops did, and there was no punishment about
it. Oops.
And in this particular article here, they cite a bunch of reasons, like these botched drug raids. And where they get most of their information from is what's called a confidential informant. So,
a snitch.
A CI. CI number 62 was a guy named Jerry Battistoni, for example, who was his confidential informant for the Hampden County Narcotics Task Force. And he ended up, committing suicide in jail a few years ago. And
is that suicide or a, quote, suicide?
Well, where I grew up in Western Mass, the locals are like, quote, suicide, because this guy, like, definitely had a lot of, you know, he had some issues, and he was allowed to get away with a whole bunch of crimes because he was a confidential informant.
Right.
So in order for a confidential informant to basically remain in good with his handlers, with the police, he needs to give them information. Well, a lot of these guys are drug addicts, or they're pedophiles, or they're, you know, they got some kind of vice going on, and they're basically allowed to, you know, do their vice, whether it's, you know, mess around with kids or doing heroin or whatever it is. So this is how they, you know, keep their thing going with, and by feeding the cops information. So
are you suggesting that cops are, in fact, enabling pedophilia and child rape by enlisting such people as informants?
I wouldn't say I have any evidence of that, but I strongly, I am saying that that does happen. It definitely happens with drugs. And even this guy, Whitey Bulger, I don't know if you ever heard of Whitey Bulger, but he was like a famous Massachusetts, you know, corrupt dude. His brother, I forget Whitey's brother's name, but he was like the president of the UMass schools and stuff. And Whitey was a confidential informant for the FBI who, according to Howie Carr, who basically, if you're listening in Boston to this radio show right now on AM 680, you just listened to the Howie Carr show before this, he's always talking about the brothers Bulger. He wrote a book about it and how Whitey Bulger literally got away with murdering like at least 19 people because he was a confidential informant. Well, these
up to and including murder.
Absolutely.
Are crimes that the police state is allowing people to just get away with if they're informing them of other crimes.
Right. So what happens is these informants start giving false information, start just making up stuff. And
because they have to keep themselves useful?
Because they have to keep themselves useful so they can, or they're allowed to, you know, get their drugs or whatever they're doing. It's every case is, you know, different, obviously.
Right.
And so the ACLU, you know, this is talked about in this Washington Post article here, and the ACLU represents a lot of people who they're basically just old lady minding their business and their freaking house gets set on fire because, you know, some crackhead needs a fix and says, oh, yeah, you can go get drugs at, rattles off an address, and, you know, they go into the place at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. You know, I see these things just roll across news feeds all the time where these raids gone wrong. You know, they throw a flash grenade in a, you know, a baby's crib or whatnot, and third degree burns on the baby and stuff.
Now, so, do they not do any sort of prep work before? Do they just take the crackhead's word for it, or do they like scope out the house for a bit?
Well, I don't know, but police are really lazy
and stupid.
And they just all trigger happy and just want to go do something. I mean, I've been to court with lots of cops, and none of them have ever prepared for a court case. I mean, they don't know the questions when you cross examine them on you know, the witness stand.
It often doesn't matter, though.
No, it often doesn't.
Because the judge is just going to take their side because they're part of the same apparatus that, you know, the cop is part of.
So, you know. In this article, this article is previous while the lawsuit's actually going on. While the ACLU is, you know, they wouldn't get these public records requests from the Massachusetts State Police, so they went up the chain of command and they went to the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts, and the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts ruled that the state police, which are law enforcement councils (LECs). Well, they don't have to rule. There's evidence. They're 501c3 corporations. So they're registered as. But the opinion of the Supreme Court justices in Massachusetts was that they're no different than the American Heart and Lung or the American Cancer Society. And I agree with them. They're 100% right. They are just municipal corporations, and that's it. And they're set up as charities. And as far as I'm concerned, they're enforcing copyright. they're certainly not enforcing people's rights.
Certainly not, no. Not if enforcing those rights involves, you know, throwing people off of boats and watching them drown.
And just the countless other things that we just see and hear about every single day.
855-450-3733 or use the Discord call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
What good is it living in a free country if you don't live a free life? You're stuck going to a job or stressful business. You're stuck in a relationship where you're pretty much a slave. That isn't happiness. You were meant for bigger and better things. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Tell us about whatever is on your mind. With you tonight is Aria,
Jay,
and Angie. I want to tell you about my Magic Mud. It's a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten your teeth. Most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart Natural Beauty aisles carry the product. If you use the FTL20 code, you get 20% off at MyMagicMud.com. You can use it one time for 4 days, and then once every 3 to 4 days after that. And it totally visibly whitens your teeth, and more importantly, it makes your teeth feel a lot cleaner. Again, that was MyMagicMud.com, and you can get 20% off at FTL20. With FTL20.
Very cool. Well, let's get into the phones. We've got Kevin calling in from Lancaster, California. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us, Kevin? Going once. I guess he's no longer with us. Well, that's unfortunate. He seems to be, he wanted to discuss cops on the beat, presumably. I assume he was taking the side of cops, so I was interested to hear what he had to say, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Maybe he can call back again. Maybe his cell phone dropped out.
That's very true. So we've been sort of talking about cops all night long, and just, well, other than the insanity of the public schools in the first hour, but cops in general is the theme of the show, which is great, because the police state is something that needs to be discussed.
And what also needs to be discussed is how are we the people subject to these charities? And as I was getting into it in the last segment a little bit, I really think it has to do with that the purpose of governments, as we know them, and they're not really governments, they're governmental agencies calling themselves municipal corporations. If you read any town charter, it'll say like, the town of Palmer, Massachusetts, a governmental agency calling itself a municipal corporation. And if anybody paid attention, the suffix AL on the end of a word means similar to or like.
Right.
And this is what this, I was looking for a different article on this Supreme Court ruling in Massachusetts here with this. And the Supreme Court, had got into this a little bit, that they are governmental and that they are a charity.
Hold that thought. We have Kevin back. Kevin, are you with us? You're on Free Talk Live.
And here.
Well, I don't know who that was. Interesting.
I know who
question.
That was.
Yeah, I figure so.
Yeah.
I don't see myself as being extremely likely to be shot in the head.
No, I'm not afraid of that happening.
If I get shot in the head, you don't need to call the police. There's not much they can do about it.
Okay, you're done.
Yeah, you know. Call my friends and let them know what happened.
That's probably what
ideal.
I would do.
But speaking of people being shot, evidently 6 Philadelphia police officers have been shot in a standoff, and this is something that I'm just now hearing about. I assume this is happening today with this sort of shoot-off where this guy has managed to kill 6 cops and has trapped 2 officers in a house with him. Have either of you been
I have
in
not.
Any way
no,
introduced
I
to this story?
I haven't heard of that today, but I'd be curious about it.
Yeah, well, they were shot in a standoff today, and 2 more are trapped inside the house where the gunman is holed up in northern Philadelphia. A large police presence responded to a shooting incident at about 4:30 p.m. local time. That's our time, right? I assume they're on Eastern as well. In a residential area of the Nicetown section of the city.
Nicetown section, huh?
Yeah, interesting name. One male shooter was still inside a residence in what police described as an active situation. They said the incident began when a narcotics officer attempted to serve a warrant at the address. It always comes back to the drug war, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I wonder, where do they get this information from? Did some confidential informant, need a fix?
Police Commissioner Richard Ross said today that officers were already inside and in the rear of the building when the gunman opened fire, forcing them to escape a barrage of bullets through windows and doors. Officers took cover behind cars and blocked off surrounding streets as they were fired upon by the unidentified shooter. 3 hours after the shooting began, police said they were attempting to negotiate the gunman's surrender, but he was still intermittently firing at officers. This dude's got balls. I will say that.
One guy has shot six officers and has two captured in the house with him.
It sounds that way.
Well, I mean, if you're getting the death penalty anyways, I mean,
you know, I mean, he's definitely going down.
They can only hang you once, right?
That's it.
Ross said that he was concerned about a potential hostage situation as two officers are trapped inside the house with the gunman. We believe they're okay, and I'm not going to say much more than that right now out of concern for their safety. We believe that this male is in a certain part of the building, but I won't tell you where they are, where he is, so that I don't endanger the officers on the scene. So they seem to be hiding, is what I'm gathering from what he's saying, is that the cops are hiding from where they believe the shooter to be.
So if this guy has shot six cops, I wonder what kind of background he has in order to be that good of a shot, in order to have injured at least six.
You know, this sounds like a great opening to a movie about, you know, the good cop is exposing the dirty cops, and the dirty cops go try to take him down, you know, kind of scenario. So, obviously, if this guy's able to shoot six cops, he's probably well-trained. He might understand this, you know, how to police stage himself and whatnot. I mean,
you're not wrong.
You know, but then again, cops are, you know, pretty stupid.
Let's go into the phones. We got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington, about the SWAT standoff. Mike, what's on your mind?
Is this me?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I got it. So I had a friend in Hoquiam, Washington, that was actually shot a car five times, and he should have shot the car five times. The guy that owned the car is lucky my friend didn't shoot him, and my friend is now passed in a motorcycle accident. But the SWAT team was there all night, and they actually let my friend watch Full Metal Jacket and then basically popped him with that BB gun or whatever it is, the sandbag thing. But what I discovered was they actually shot him in the heart two times, and he had to have surgery. So I feel like whoever was shooting that weapon tried to actually kill my friend when he was unarmed and almost naked, you know, and he was a little guy. They basically just had to go pick his drunk self up and put him in the car. But they made a big deal out of it. So I respect them for, you know, not killing my friend. And I don't think they needed a SWAT team. But then on the other hand, recently where I live in another town now, these two state patrolmen pulled this kid over that was walking with a backpack directly from the woods to a convenience store to get some beer. And I asked the officer, which I felt like I was entitled to say, why did you actually come after this kid and pull him over? Because he was clean as a whistle, the kid was. And the officer, the state patrolman, a highway patrolman, says, well, when people avoid us, it gives us probable cause to look into them. And all I could think was this kid made a straight line from the woods to the store, and they had to come down the highway like eight blocks to question. They had no business doing that. I don't think cops are stupid. I just think a lot of people shouldn't be a policeman. There's got to be some good cops out there.
I don't know if I would agree about good cops. Mike, thank you so much for the call. Interesting stories. I'm also glad your friend was not killed by the police. We had a SWAT incident here in Keene not terribly long ago where the guy was videoing himself and the SWAT team as they kicked in his door and carted him off. You can watch that video on the Free Keene YouTube channel, I believe. It's fascinating stuff. Sometimes they don't kill people, but that's not really a good thing.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It was a rough day on Wall Street, stocks posting big losses. The Dow was down 800 points after the bond market raised a warning flag on the economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury bill briefly dropped below the 2-year Treasury bill yield for the first time since 2007. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com.
For those people that are looking at retirement, let's say 20 years out, there is absolutely no reason to panic here because this market cycle will change more than once, meaning if we do enter into a prolonged downturn, you cannot accurately gauge when you need to get back into the market.
At least 6 Philadelphia officers are wounded after a standoff in the Nicetown neighborhood. Live video from TV stations show a massive police presence trying to resolve the situation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight is Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
So they're dealing with a very volatile solution in Philadelphia, evidently, saying that it's still unfolding and the gunman seems to have no intention of surrendering. At this point, I honestly can't say that I blame him. I have advocated... not sincerely in the past, shooting cops. I certainly don't suggest people do it. But once you do shoot a cop, they're going to kill you.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. And once you shoot 6 of them, you're well past done. You're in the range of they're probably going to disappear you on the way to the police station. You're going to be tortured until you're dead.
And this is just what prohibition brings us, violence.
So your prediction is that this guy will not walk away from this? Like, he won't be arrested and go to jail?
I think the most likely outcome of this is that he shoots himself.
Okay.
Probably seriously shoots himself.
Yeah, isn't it only mass shooters that, like, just, you know, give up and just the cops just go arrest him. But then
wasn't
you got,
that a strange incident? Well, you're referring to El Paso, right?
And there was another one a few years back, or that it was the kid in Colorado, the Batman movie theater thing. I was in Colorado when it happened. In Aurora.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I forgot about that.
He, like, basically ran
Didn't
out of...
Didn't he, like, booby-trap his apartment as well?
Yeah, I think I heard that. But one of the really odd things was is there's, like, some amateur video, someone from a cell phone, basically videotaped. The dude just, like, pretty much just, you know, having no guns on, just walking up to the cops all casually, and the cops just put his hand, you know... Put handcuffs on, put him in a cruiser. You know, not like Eric Gardner, who was, you know, selling cigarettes. Lucy's.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
What wasn't even, you know, proven
allegedly,
to be.
Yeah. You know, they choke him to death.
Or Kelly Thomas, who was beaten to death by their fists and their flashlights out in the streets of, I think, Arizona, may have been Nevada.
Right, yeah, I remember that one, too.
Essentially for being homeless and in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But these, you know, when you shoot... When you bring go against the state or employees of the state, they are all out vicious. But when you just do crimes, actual legit crimes against common people, it don't really seem to matter.
Excellent point. And it doesn't seem to matter, you know, what they do to the people that they're supposed to be protecting, like throwing them off of boats and allowing them to drown. I imagine that the greatest crime that you can commit in the eyes of the state is actually to fight back against the state.
Or a crime against the state, like a lot of tax evaders, you know, they don't get good time.
No.
But rapists get good time. Child molesters get good time, get out of jail early.
So the Philadelphia Police Department said that six officers were shot and taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. One officer was hit with a graze to the head, but is expected to survive. Other officers were injured in a car accident at a nearby intersection while responding to the scene. And I'm laughing during that because I can just picture cops doing that sort of stupid thing.
Rushing.
Have you happened to see the video of the cops who didn't want to wait for a train, so they tried to beat it, and they got plowed by the train?
I didn't see that one.
I think it was actually during an episode of Free Talk Live that we stumbled upon it. It's just such typical cop behavior where they just become just obsessed with reaching this target as quickly as possible, and they plow through intersections into people or into trains.
Well, you'll see this authoritarian behavior with people where they're so used to, you know, being the respected authority that they literally melt down when that authority is challenged, even if it's by a speeding train that weighs a million pounds.
And that steamrolls their vehicle. Let's go to the phones. We've got Warren calling from Keene, New Hampshire. Warren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, we're talking about this incident where to bring back the officer on the boat and dumping the person. And my whole thing there is obviously there's some sort of negligence involved with that. And my opinion, honestly, is that if an officer is in a situation where they're being held to a higher standard, then I think that if they are convicted or, you know, if something happens like that, then they should be convicted to a higher standard as well. I think that if, you know, a cop were to say, you know, negligently murder somebody, and honestly, the negligent murder charge probably carries somewhere between, you know, 5 to 15 years or whatever the state sentencing seems fit, but they should get double that, I feel. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I was curious about your guys' opinion on that.
Well, I can tell you the police union will lobby very, very hard against that. As someone who goes and sits in the New Hampshire House of Representatives occasionally, I watched the representative from the police union, literally get up there and testify, and especially in front of the Senate committees where there's like five guys on these Senate committees, and they pretty much, I mean, most of the senators in New Hampshire are bootlickers, so they just whatever the police union guy recommends or proposes, they seem to be very much in line with it. And the police union lobby is very, very, very strong.
But what about your thoughts on the idea itself that police should receive double sentencing?
I agree with that. I mean, it would just be like anybody who is you know, given these privileges and immunities, essentially, that abuses them, whether it be negligently or intentionally or willful, should, as part of receiving these privileges and immunities, to do whatever, the time for the crime should be more harsher, and it also should be written in a contract. And I believe in libertarian paradise that those who are hired as security guards, if they messed up, it would be in their contract whatever the penalty is for messing up, so they'd be well aware of this. You know, but yeah, it should be harsher. Just like school teachers should be, you know, treat, you know, a little harsher if they do bad things to your kids versus just, you know, somebody else.
What are your thoughts, Angie?
I think it's a great idea. I think that cops are trained to handle situations professionally, and if they do not, and they kill someone, or they arrest someone falsely, or they break into a home because they don't have a warrant and they injure someone, that they should be held to a higher standard. So if the, you know, penalty or the crime warrants 5 years in prison, that maybe they should get 10 years, or maybe they should get 15 years, and for sure they shouldn't be able to be a cop anymore.
I agree, and I think that, you know, I kind of wanted a little general roundabout opinion there. You know, nothing really too specific on my mind in that regards, but...
Well, thank you, Warren, so much for
the... Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for the call and the thought-provoking question. I've never really considered it because I start from, well, there shouldn't be police. That's my starting point.
That's a great way to start.
Well, there's no accountability to begin with. I mean, I'd be really happy if the playing field was just equal, if there was just accountability to begin with.
Yeah, and just lawful citizens who, oh, no, this guy murdered someone. I'm going to go accost him and drag him before whatever civil court we have set up to handle that matter. Not that I would condone that, because I don't believe that vengeance is an appropriate way to run a society, and that's ultimately what we're talking about with our justice system.
I really like restorative justice. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
I have. Walter Block is a big fan of it.
Yes, and so the idea of restorative justice is, like, right now we have a punitive justice system, so there's these, you know, you're going to go to jail or whatever, but if I, for example, you know, injured you or your property or something, in restorative justice, it would be, we would basically come up with something I'm going to do to restore your damage.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whatever it may be, and this has, this is worked in parts of Africa. I know there's pretty good examples where this is kind of, like, used in, like, a tribal way. And there was some examples where there was, like, it was a negligent murder thing. Somebody, I don't know if he was intoxicated or whatever, but somehow someone got murdered. And the guy that actually killed the dude basically was like an involuntary servant for this family for several years to repay the family.
Interesting ideas. Let's talk more about justice. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the justice system? Restorative justice or punitive justice? Let us know. If you call quickly, you still have time to get on the air. That's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
You know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And if you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
And we just got into a bit of a discussion about the justice system. And Jay, you're a fan of restorative justice.
Yes,
right?
I did some restorative justice workshops in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I use this It was the first one I ever did was with a couple of Mexican guys that worked for my stepfather, and neither one of them spoke good enough English to communicate with me, so I had basically two interpreters I was working through, which was one of them was a daughter and the other one was a friend of the other guy, which was kind of interesting, but these guys became pretty good friends. And the idea of restorative justice is, actually was able to do one at Porkfest last year over, you know, a few different things, a poker table.
Right.
That was settled with a restorative justice thing where all the parties seemed to be happy at the end of it. Well, or at least satisfied with the situation. I wouldn't say happy, but
I think restorative justice is a great idea when it comes to property,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to other crimes like rape or murder or something like that, restorative justice, it fails. And that the only sort of justice model that works is a forgiveness-based one.
Right. And part of the forgiveness, restorative justice does incorporate forgiveness. But what the property thing is, for a quick example, let's say somebody breaks a window on your house.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they did it intentionally or by accident, by calling the cops and getting the cops involved, and, you know, maybe there's, you know, some criminal penalty, and at least the guy's going to get, like, a, you know, some kind of charge or something, and brings the court involved. Or the guy basically, all right, pays for the window to get fixed, maybe pays for some more than the window get fixed, whatever the owner, you know, wants. And a lot of these things can be solved relatively easy without getting the state involved.
Absolutely.
And but the problem is for generations now, we've all been programmed, just mostly because of public school, like in the beginning, to call the state, get the state involved. And restorative justice will help get away from that. And, of course, you know, the prison industrial complex doesn't want that.
Well, certainly not, because then they don't get their slave labor. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gavin, giving these cows some restorative justice when they keep crawling through my fence. Little
that's right.
Right between the eyes.
Yeah. I remember you talking about this once before. I'm still not a fan of shooting the cows, I have to say.
Okay. You got electric fence or barbed wire?
Well, I had the electric fence till the cows busted it down, so I just put up more barbed wire, but they still keep coming through it, so just keep putting BBs right between their eyes, and then when they turn around.
Actually say that. Can you?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't have the FCC rule book.
I wouldn't use it.
So, David, I know you're a regular caller, but I'm almost positive that can't be said, so we had to drop you and dump that.
I think I do recall George Carlin saying that was one of the words. That might be the only reason I would think that you're not, the FCC doesn't allow. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's a gray area and not a reason we should take the chance in the first place.
But I don't think that shooting the cows is a great plan.
I don't either. Yeah. And I realize you're not doing the long-term damage, but I still don't think violence is a good solution. I mean, what harm could the cows possibly be causing?
Oh, I'll tell you what harm.
I mean, sure. If they're rampaging through his house, okay.
Or the garden, or the yard.
Or they go out. If your cow.
But we're talking about, you know, a yard there and a garden there. Roaming through grass and flowers and stuff is what cows are supposed to do.
Well, if your cow gets on your neighbor's property and starts tearing it up, or let's say, for example, you have a bull in your herd, and that bull, you know, is some, like, mutt bull that you own, and it goes over and starts getting in with your neighbor's, you know, purebred, you know, Holstein or Angus heifers and starts breeding them, there could be some issues. Also, if your cow or horse or livestock, even your dog, goes out in the road and hit a car, when a dog don't do much damage to a car, but you have a 1,500-pound cow standing out in the road or steps out in front of a car, you're paying for a car, and you're paying hospital bills because, you know, your property did that damage. So it is pretty important to keep them in their pastures if you're going to own them.
Not just safety for others, but for safety for them.
True. Cows are about as dumb as cops.
Yeah.
That's true. They're less aggressive, though, and they usually won't kill you.
Well, some of them. I think the bulls are pretty aggressive, but I think they're made to be aggressive, aren't they?
Well, I tell you, Jersey and Holstein bulls, which have been specifically bred for years for their genetics, are very, very aggressive. I was actually in a skid steer once, which is like a bobcat skid steer, feeding some cattle, and I had a Jersey bull just slam his head into the side of this tractor like four times because he was just pissed off because we hadn't let him out with the heifers yet, you know, because you don't want them to breed too early, because then they'll be having calves while it's still getting really cold at night, and the calves will freeze to death. So you don't want to, you know, there's a whole science to when you let the bull in, you know, with the heifers.
Interesting.
With the cows. And so, yeah, they can get pretty aggressive, especially when they're all they can see the ladies and they can smell the ladies, and, you know, and Mother Nature's telling them what to do. They do get angry, and they will attack you.
Not surprising. I guess restorative justice in the case of this fence would be to build David a better fence.
Well, yeah, and they are David's property, I assume, these cows. I mean, if he wants to shoot him in the forehead.
See, that's where I take issue.
Are they
referring
his
to the cows?
Well, I don't know. I assume they're his.
I take issue with referring to them as property. This is another living being that we're talking about as the property of someone else.
And I
can't condone slavery, whether it's of human animals or non-human animals.
Yeah, if they're his cows and his fence isn't holding him in, then he needs to get a better fence. I mean, it's just simple as that.
My concern would be if you're shooting him in the forehead and you hit one in the eye, and now it's going to lose an eye. It's the value in that cow has dropped tremendously because the cow's going to have a harder time. And I bet you if you bring them to, I know when you bring them to auction and they only got one eye, they just don't bring as much money. They'll still produce milk. They'll still eat. They'll still get around. But
so what you're saying is that disabled slaves aren't worth as much on the block?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, of course, if you go to what's going to bring more, a blind slave or one-eyed slave or, you know, a one-armed slave or, you know, one that's all intact.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you know, the reality of the situation.
And I've never actually shot a BB gun, but they're not exactly accurate, are they? They're slightly more accurate.
I mean, you can aim and shoot. Yeah, whatever you're aiming at.
Yeah, they're actually pretty. The newer ones.
I thought they were
good.
Only a little bit better than like paintball guns in that regard.
Oh, they're a lot better than a paintball gun, a BB gun.
Okay.
And pellet guns are very accurate. And actually, if you put a little bit of 3-in-1 oil in a pellet gun, and you know, put your pellet in, and then drop some 3-in-1 oil in where it goes, and you there's different ways to set it, but that they call it diesel firing or dieseling a pellet gun or an air rifle. Now it takes that pellet and it shoots it like it's a lead. Like it's a black powder cartridge, almost like you take like a 22 caliber air rifle, pellet air rifle, and you put a couple of drops of 3-in-1 oil in it, and the air goes in there at such a high velocity to launch the pellet. The 3-in-1 oil explodes. And this thing
sounds dangerous.
Oh, it is like shooting an actual real, you know, rifle. And it increases the velocity of that pellet, like not quite double, but... like, take a man down for sure to where it probably, or you know, at least pierce, you know, the body of, a man to where it wouldn't do quite so much damage before you do this, just if you're going to talk about pellet guns and rifles. But
this can all be done with essentially a pellet gun.
A pellet gun and a little bit of light oil, like diesel fuel, basically, 3-in-1 oil. WD-40 would probably work, too.
David, please don't add that as you shoot the cows.
Please.
Hey,
well, I'm sure he doesn't want to kill him. He just wants him to stay in there. He doesn't want to hurt him too bad.
Stay in your pen.
I think a paintball gun would be a little better to scare him off.
Then you'd have painted cows.
That's all right. It'll rinse off in the rain. But it's not going to
be much. You think the paintball gun would be more effective than the pellet gun?
Yeah, because it's going to sting them a little bit. And the thing is, too, cows...
The pellet gun won't?
Well, the pellet gun will, too, but... I mean, I don't know. A pellet gun's going to possibly open wounds and start causing issues and, you know, to where the...
That's true.
You know, the paintball gun probably won't. I'd be concerned about hitting him in the eyes.
And then David would have his own problems to deal with.
Yeah.
Not to mention the vet bills.
Get that electric fence fit. You know, good hot electric fence works well.
Bigger charger.
Mow down the weeds so the fence keeps working. I've fixed a lot of fence in my life, so...
Well, I can't imagine that most cows are actually stupid enough to just keep walking through.
Oh, yeah,
something.
They will. They will. And they'll tear themselves up with the barbed wire and everything.
Really?
Yeah, electricity works the best for them.
I had no idea cows were so stupid. This has been Free Talk Live. We'll be back same time tomorrow. You can go check out all of the show archives, however, at freetalklive.com. Or thank you to Barry for amplifying the show. At app.freetalklive.com.
Are you a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.